Topic for today is the nature of the heter of ben tekua. It's a halacha found in the Sefer Chulin, the Mishnah, that Ayin Dalam and Aleph, the first source, the Shokas of Behema, person checks an animal. You find that the animal you checked was pregnant, and you find the fetus. Or you find the fetus that's fully formed, not just 8 months old, but 9 months old, already ready to be born. Kalul Chadasha. You can just take the animal and get rid of the blood. The blood isn't kosher, but the animal is kosher even though it wasn't shechted. Generally, we know to eat a behema, to eat a chaya, an oaf, you need shechita. Of course, this halacha doesn't apply to oaf. Why not? Oaf both of eggs. There is a dinner. The eggs in a chicken, what the halacha status of the eggs are, those egg parves, those plesiot, but that's not what we'll discuss now. And we're discussing, a mammal, you shecht a cow, there's a pregnant, this cow is found to be pregnant, regardless of whether he was pregnant or not, but I guess generally you probably wouldn't shecht the animal if it was pregnant, it's worth your while to have it to give birth. But you shecht the animal, you see there's a fetus. So the halacha is, according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, that if the animal, if the fetus is 8 months old, i.e., it's not viable on its own, it's kosher regardless, even if the animal is able to walk around. But if it's a ninth-month fetus, so the Mishnah says, the first opinion is that the animal is dead, the fetus is dead, it's mutter to eat. Mutter to eat, if it's 9 months old and it's walking around, how much shechita? Chayim was a tzadik, Meir says, chayim shechita. Chachamim omrim, chachamim say, even in this last case of a nine-month-old fetus that check the mother and you take the fetus out and it starts walking around, it's essentially a live animal, l'chol davar, that is called a ben pakua, and that animal is kosher without shechita according to chachamim. So we have this din of ben pakua, and the mefarshim debate, tachronim mostly, what the status of this heter is. It seems to be a very unique halacha. We know mammals require shechita. Animals require shechita. And here, you're not shechting the fetus. You're just eating the fetus. Whether or not you want to eat the fetus, that's a different question. We're not going to analyze that now. But let's say you're making challahs, and whenever it goes to the challah, nobody really knows what goes to the challah. So you want to put a fetus to this fetus in your challah. Is that mutter or not? So the law is it's mutter. We have a heter of etzakua. Yish lachor, why is this fetus mutter? Any ideas? Donnie. Consider as if it's been shechted. Ki'ilu nishcha. Now, why would you think such a thing? It sounds like a big chiddush. Why was it shechted?
Well, because at the time it wasn't its own animal.
It wasn't its own animal.
You shechted the mother, and everything in the mother was considered shechted.
So, what Danielle is saying is that it's eiver me'ahein. This fetus has no independent status. Just like when you check the mother, the leg is mutter. So when you check the mother, the fetus is mutter, because the fetus is essentially an eiver, right? The halacha of ubar yerachimo, which is not exactly what we're talking about, but that's a loose analogy. Ubar yerachimo, the ubar, is like the thigh of the mother, right? Is that what Donnie had in mind? Donnie's different interpretation. Donnie's interpretation is kilo is nishchad. This the fetus was shechted. But here we have to explain it. Since we should say it, but what does it mean? Always the hakidur mitzvah, the Talmud Torah, we understand what it means. Another show. Good. Yeah.
Now one nefesh to say they have the same blood. So
check
one
splits
the blood.
A dam one nefesh, you're saying? The blood still not. The blood supposed to the fetus? I don't know. In fact, as the Mishnah says, you have to get rid of the blood from the. From
I mean, if it gets rid of the blood, probably you figure it goes from blood from the rest of the animal. But you,
I think I understand what you're saying, but I won't formulate it that way. Let's see if we try to tweak it a little bit. But I think the kernel is what you're saying. Noah,
you killed it in a way of shechita, but not necessarily directly.
You killed it. Are you fetus? In a way of
shechita.
Oh. Noah was saying, which I think was what he meant on some level, that what is the life supply of the fetus? The mother. How did you kill the mother? Shechita. So the shechita of the mother counts for the vlad. It's as if you shechted the vlad, because the simanim that we're giving life to the mother was, to the fetus rather, were the simanim of the mother. So when you shecht the simanim of the mother, you're essentially set halachically shechting the fetus. Is that what you meant, Tani?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, fundamentally, the two aren't really different then, because the only difference is like whether the aver is considered part of the mother or not. Considered part of the mother. Because at the end of the day, both of them are aligned when you speak about
them. Well, but fundamentally, the difference is whether or not we look at the fetus as being an independent entity that acquires shechita, and
right.
It was nishkat, or it's just like, you know, the arm of the mother, the arm of the mother.
More fish in the aver, not in the side of the shechita.
Okay, maybe.
We'll
discuss in Achmina, then we'll flesh it out, try to illustrate the point. This is a hakir, as I mentioned, in the Parshim deal with. So there's a source number two of the Zera Avraham discusses this question. The Yishnei Drachim Behadra Ben Hakua. Derech HaEchad Hu B'Taras Matit. The Mavatit Daminim Puah HaShkita Shabeim Mashri Lelevad Ke Nishkat Kema Shu Ke'echad Mi'Evarim. Right, the first way of saying it is that, listen, the fetus is part of the mother, you shek the mother, you're Matit the whole mother. The whole mother includes its arms, its legs, and its fetus. And then he says, "V'yesh derech sheni." Skip a line. Toras nishchat levad. The kevin the uber yach imo chashuv shchidas em kiivu shachto levad. Now he actually puts in the phrase of uber yach imo in the second part. I'm not really sure why, but what he says here is "toras nishchat." It's as if you are shechting the fetus.
Ah, you didn't shech the fetus.
No, but the shechita of the mother counts as if you halachically shechted the fetus. That's the second mahalach. So here we have two basic interpretations to how to understand the heter of ben pakua. I want to discuss some nafkaminas to this question. What is the source for this heter? So, if you look at the Gemara in Chul and the Samach Tesamud Aleph, Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is found in source number 3, Dvar Midalid. V'chol v'imam v'fresh parsa, v'shoshsa, shesa, shtei prasot, malas, gira, v'vimera, v'sa, tochelu. So this pasuk seems a bit strange. Can anybody point to something strange about this pasuk?
Redundant, anything?
My friends in parts out, double shot, just that. And then it's repeated parts out again after that.
That is correct. Anything else that's redundant?
Two behema.
So that's what the Gemara picks up initially. Minolan. Dechse, bechol behema, my friends in parts out. Behema, bibehema, the rabbis of the blood. So the Gemara, source number, thank you. The Gemara, quotes this pasuk and says, what does it mean, behema, ba behema? Again, the pasuk says, behol behema, the friends of Parshat Rav Shabbat, so it's not like, ba behema, what's that? You eat an animal in an animal. What does it mean, an animal? What is that? That's a fetus. So you can eat a fetus, that's the makor. And then the Gemara has a problem with that source, and it brings a different ribui in the pasuk. Ela omar kra v'chol behema, the kol is a ribui, v'chol behema on the rabbas as of la, the extra kol. So you have two opinions in the Gemara, including what's the source for this halacha. Is it a ribui of v'chol, or is behema b'behema? So I thought maybe you could link this question to the Hakira we just mentioned as to why a Ben Hakua is mutter. Why is it mutter to eat the fetus? You check the mother, there's a fetus in the animal, the fetus is mutter without shechita. Why is it mutter? So you tell me what you think. If it's a din of behema, bib behema, what side does that fit well better with them, I think?
Kiyushav.
This essentially means independent, right? It's a yeshut, an entity, Asma'i, it's an independent entity, and it's as if it was shechted, right? So, behema, behema, it's a behema in a behema, so there's a concept of behema, behema. These markers don't seem to be working. Behema, bibehema, independent. Whereas if you have a limud of kol, what is the limud of kol generally? I mean, I don't know, it's not mukros, but. What do you kind of know?
They're like things that you wouldn't consider an animal.
Right, so the whole behemoth, the whole animal, not only its finger and its leg, but even its, you know, fetus. Because you have to tell you, the chiddush, that's part of the animal. You look at the fetus of the fetus, it's part of the animal. The whole behemoth, maybe it's saying it's like an aver. That's, again, not mukhluk at all. Maybe the mukhluk of the call teaches us not understanding or assumes the understanding of that it's an aver of the mother, that means what it's going to the mother, whereas there is a concept of behema. Behema assigns independent significance to the and yet mother, there's a concept of behema to behema. Second afkamina, the second two afkaminas are really two questions raised in the Gemara in Tamura, and if you're Aleph and Beis, you Beis and Aleph. The Gemara discusses two opposite cases. We know there's a special halacha called Shchut Echut. What does Shchut Echut mean? If you have a behemoth kodshim versus a bakish animal, there's a mitzvah to do what? Shecht it where? Only in mikdash. If you shecht it outside mikdash, so you're in violation of the iser of Shchut Echut. And likewise, there's a flip iser of chulin lazara. What's the iser of chulin lazara? If you have an iser, you have a behemoth chulin, you're not allowed to shecht it in mikdash. You have to separate the world of kodshim. Kodshim is only in mikdash, and chulin is only outside of mikdash. The Gemara deals with the following scenario. Let's say you have an animal that is a kadosh, and it gets pregnant. So if we assume that the vlad, the fetus, doesn't have kedusha, discussion. So now we have an animal that's, the animal's kadosh, and the fetus is not, or vice versa. Let's say you have a situation where an animal was pregnant, and a person says he wants to makish the fetus of the mikdash. He's not giving the animal, he wants to give it himself. But the fetus, he wants to give the bit to Mikdash. So what's the status here? You have an animal that's chulin, and what's the status of the fetus? It's kadosh. So the question becomes, what is the din if you shecht this animal inside or outside? So if you look here at source number 3, Isser shchut echutz v'shchitot behemas chulin shavlad kadosh. Again, a person has a chulin animal, pregnant, he wants to give a present to Mikdash, he gives the fetus to Mikdash. I can think of other presents to give, but that's what the guy wanted to do. He was makis the fetus. Now the question becomes, if you check this animal in his backyard, he wants to eat it for dinner, but he's also doing what? He's also possibly doing shchut echutz, because the fetus is now going to be checked outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, the animal is chulin, it's a chulin animal, but the fetus is kadosh. The shachta b'chutz ma'u, and you check it outside, what's halacha? Mi b'chayiv ala mishum shchut echutz, are you chayiv? Oh no. Amalei, Rav Yosef told Rava, mi karin be'ev yub la'ashem. Lishna achrina, amalei, roi l'pesach l'moi, chayavin, ala b'chutz. So in either case, there's two different answers here. The question, what is that relationship between the MR? But either way, Rav Yosef is telling Abaye that, are you chayiv or pater in this case? Right? There's a mitzvah to bring kashrut to Hashem. This fetus is not in a state where it can be brought as a korban, and therefore there's no shukhde chud. Likewise, royal pesach amoid, right? It's not royal pesach amoid. They sound very similar. Brisker has a meaning between them, but either way, the question of the Gemara assumes what? What does the question of the Gemara assume? The Gemara wants to know, maybe Shmichai Mishchut Echot, when you shech the behemoth chulin that has a fetus that's kadosh. Which understanding of this chakir do you think fits well with that halakha? Yes?
I assume if the two distinct
ones distinctly kadosh, one distinctly chul, then the two separate entities. That's correct, but even more sharp, I think. Meaning, what's the iser? It's called Shchut Echot. What's the iser? To do what?
To shech the blood.
A kadosh animal outside. So what does that assume about the way the Heter Ben Vakua works? Does it assume that the Ben Vakua is part of the mother, or does it assume that it's an independent Maitre Shkita on the Vlach? Halach is Maitre Shkita on the Vlach. The Chor of the second, right? So I'm saying that the Havamina and the Gemara, that there would be an Isser to Shechta and Hemas Chulin outside. And what's all Shechta and Hemas Chulin outside? That's what we do all the time. Every time we're all meeting, we Shechta and Hemas Chulin outside. No, the Hemas Chulin has a Vlach that's kadosh. And to Zif, the what? As if you're doing a ma'aseh shchut echot on the blood. So that really fits well, having fits well with this itself. Yes?
No matter which category it falls into, either way it's concerned with the shachting you're allowed to eat it, right?
You're allowed to eat the fetus regardless, right?
Right.
Why? Yes.
But, so if either way it's concerned with shachting, then the fact that we're saying it's shchut echot doesn't necessarily mean that it falls into the same category.
Okay, you're saying well. I still think what I'm saying is the pashtus that you know the Havamina I think fits well with the understanding.
If anything, the only question would be can you make that kadosh without making the mother kadosh if it's the same, if it's not separate entity?
Well, that still is the question. How can you have a totality of a split? But given the assumption of the Gemara that you can, Shoshana is saying an important point, namely, is it necessarily true? Is it really necessarily true? Let's just take a step back. The Hakamina is that it's also to shech the behemoth split outside, and Dami says that fits well with understanding the what? That the it's a mitzvah shechita on the blood. This is the Hakamina. What's the maskana? What's the halacha? Is it mutter or is it aser? What's the maskana of the Gemara? You know, what's the maskana of the Gemara? Is it mutter or is it aser to shech the behemoth chulin that Vlad is kadosh outside?
How is Vlad kadosh?
What? The Gemara says, the Hami says aser, and the Gemara says, Amar le, nikarin, baby, you can't bring this as a korban, it's not right to bring a korban, and therefore it's for sure should be mutter. So, maskana is mutter, what would that fit well with? Possibly, the understanding that it's really part of the mother, so the hema is cooled. This is just like part of the mother, so of course it's mother. Now, what Shoshana said a second ago, I think, could counteract that. Namely, say it again?
I'm trying to figure out how that thing is mother, because either way, you're shafting it outside.
If there's a shaft to the hema is clutching outside. Are you shechting the hema's kashrus?
Well, if it's part of the mother, then you are shechting.
No, you're shechting the mother. You're shechting the mother.
Okay, but it's part of the mother, so it's not shechting.
And if it's separate
from the mother, then it's still considered shechting. Like, either way, when you shech the mother, it's considered
shechting. You're trying to say that it's a persona to be other, regardless of your other, because you have a hema's kashrus, and now it's dead, and it's outside, it's on a carpet. The only thing is that it's not a hema that could have been brought yet. It hasn't been born yet. It's just a thief. Where is this mother? What I think is the pastures. Is that the Havamina fits well with his understanding, and the Maskana fits well with his understanding. Now, you can question either of those things, which I think you've done, but I think I have to be the Pashas. Are you with me? Yeah? So let's talk about the opposite case. I'm not sure if it's basically the same thing, I'll hopefully flesh it out and review the issue. The Gemara, in the page before, has the opposite question. Can you share a behemoth, a chulin, can you shecht a behemoth kodshim in the azara if the vlad is chulin? There's an isra of chulin bazar, you can't shecht a behemoth chulin bazar. You're not shechting a behemoth chulin, you're shechting a behemoth kodshim, it's just the vlad isn't kodshim. Yeah.
This is like a general question in terms of why does it matter what the other one is. Why does the vlad of the aim affect the opposite one? My assumption is that the blood outside the mother, right? Isn't the blood already it's still inside?
Then
I was confused as to how do you have a situation where one's kosher and one's kosher and one's.
Well, the Gemara discusses that. Again, a person has a pregnant animal and he wants to give the blood as kosher, but he doesn't want to give the mother, he can do that. So he's going to smack the blood. The Gemara even has a question in the sense of Kedushin, if he wanted to marry a blood, can you give to the father of Kedushin, to the Kaddish, if your wife gives birth to a daughter, I want to marry her. Maybe that works. So how we view things in utero, you know, it's interesting halacha. You know, it could be that things in utero have a status. I mean, kind of a relationship with somebody in utero, especially if you don't know if it's a boy or a girl. But, you know, it exists. I'm saying there, halacha is a yerusha. A person dies, let's say, and his wife is pregnant. So just a yerusha, the child in utero has a status, you know. But it's an important issue to raise.
Well, is it true that, like, the side of Abram and Aim, does that assume that the fetus doesn't really exist yet? It's not really.
It might not have an independent status vis-a-vis, this din of Shechita. The question of whether it exists, to what extent it's independent, is the question of Uriyahimo. Well, I'm just using that as a mushroom.
Like, the Makish diversion, like, it doesn't exist.
Right. Those are all raised in context. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
According to the Maskana of Gemara, the previous one, it was like Abram and Aim. When it says it's not right to make for these brothers carbon, that thing is not going to be hektish.
No, it's hektish. It's a special halacha and dinei shchut echot that you're only chai when it's roi.
It's like a technical answer. So how does that mean? Just pashtus. How does that take that as far as kibush up?
So there are two ways to learn the Maskana. You could say it's a 180. It's Or you can say, no, it's technicality. You're saying it's technicality. You, after all, really want to discuss this object. But yeah, that's what it seems like. But it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I think Shoshana was saying, maybe he's in the Havamina. Lamaisa is shechted. So you took Chul, you took Kodeshim, and you did it Pachot. So who cares? It is a Shita. Lamaisa, the animal is no longer, you know, viable as a korban. So you certainly should be high. You even, you know, so go with it. This question, source number four, the animal is kadosh, and the child, the fetus is chulin. If you assume you say that the kadoshim status of a child born to a kadosh mother only is achieved once the fetus is born, and at this point it's not born yet. So again, the Havamina is it should be Aser, and the Maskana is it's Mutter. Mikarin be kiyurcha kincha makom v'zavachta. So it's Mutter to check the kachim animal, even if the zai is chulin. So again, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is Aser. Why is it the Aser? Yeah, it fits well here. The Havamina is Aser because it's as if you're shechting the fetus in the Zara. The Maskana is Mutter. This fits well with this Hakira. This is what? Chulin Ba'azara, and this is Kachi Machut. You don't have to learn it this way, but this is certainly one way to learn it. Okay. And those are very theoretical Nafaminas. Let's talk about some other Nafaminas that might be a little more relevant. You know there's an ism in the Torah called Oso Vesmeno. What does Oso Vesmeno mean? You can't check what? Can't check the mother and the child the same day. So the question is raised: are you allowed to check the pregnant animal? Why should you be allowed to check the pregnant animal? You're checking both the mother and the fetus. The Rambam seems to be bothered by this. If you look at verse number 5, the Rambam says, "The pregnant baby is not yours. Mutar lishchak the same beres. You're allowed to check the mother." Who's pregnant? Uber yech imo. Because uber yech imo. That's all I really wanted to bring on the sheet. That's unnecessary. So the Rambam seems to be bothered by this lashon of this concept of shechting uberes. Heck, I think we're discussing shechting uberes. Why is the child born? Is it mutter the aver, is it mutter independently? Why should we mutter in the first place to shecht a pregnant animal? Shouldn't it be isser, or does it know? Yes? Okay, so you're already giving an answer. But like the kavamin of the kasha. So if it's in an ozos to know, the halacha is you're allowed to shecht a pregnant animal. The question is, well, is there a need to explain? So the Rambam says, sorry for Hasbro, he has to explain why that's so. That fits well with understanding that it's the Zivi Shechet the mother, the Zivi Shechet the child also. And God is giving you a Hasbro, maybe you need another separate Maitre Shechita. Okay, it's a good Hasbro. If I assume that we Shechet the mother, the child, because Mutter, because it's like the leg of the mother, is there a need to explain the halacha? No, right? Oops. Ein Tzarech Mehezer. So some of the Achronim, particularly the ones who felt that the halacha was, the conceptual understanding is that the reason Ben Kula is mutter is because it's part of the mother. It's as if you shech the mother, you mark the leg, the arm, and the feet. This is just part of the mother. They have difficulty with this Rambam. So if you look over here on the sheet, source number 6, the Chavni Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, he actually lived here by Gagan after he made Aliyah after the war. And if you go to the Groshel, the very top by Gagan, they have a chair on the side, which is the Kitesh Aliyo Anavi. When they, you know, do a Brit Milah, they always have a chair. So that chair was donated by his family, his chair. We'll find out. This is the chair of Rabbi Abramsky. In any case, he wrote a very important parish on the Tosefta. It's important for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that he was a student of Chaim Brisker, and he incorporated a lot of Chaim's ideas you know, in his interpretation of the sept, that's less important for the septus per se. The septus was kind of more of a springboard to discuss all this, but it also made people study the septa more, which is also an important thing, which wasn't so popular to study the septa, you know, 50 years ago. Today it's a little more popular, and partly because he wrote a parish on the septa. In any case, if you look at source number 6, where the Chazon Hechetz writes, it's not true. Don't think that when you shech the mother, you shech the child, the virtual shchit of the child, because the simanim of the mother give life to the child. That's not true. Really, it's son number one. Really, the heter is based on the fact that it's an aver me'ein. But still, since in the end of the day there's a heter shchita, at the end of the day you're allowed to eat the child, you still have to explain why it's not an iser of osis v'no, the shechta pregnant animal. Remember, the Rambam has to explain it. So again, the simple understanding of the Rambam is that the Rambam is assuming that it is really an independent maitre shchita, halachic maitre shchita, on the child. But Rav Bromsky is unwilling to accept that, and therefore he reinterprets the Rambam as saying that since tachlis, and then they make a child, there should be an iser of osis v'no, which is, you know, pretty dope. Okay. Another nafkamina. There is an iser called losokul al adam. Losokul al adam is one of those psukim that are interpreted in multiple ways, and we learn many things from it. It's called lav shebechalus. For example, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when the Bezdin has to paskin on Sunday, the Chayv Misa, they can't eat breakfast before they paskin. So special halacha, you're not just eat before you daven. Losokul al adam. Again, if you hold down with Dindaraita, so that might be also be Dindaraita potentially, or not. But there are many halachas learned from Losokul al adam. But the simple understanding of Losokul al adam, the simple pashup shot, is that you're not supposed to eat an animal when it's still bleeding. Shechta the animal, shechita is over. But the animal is in far chesed, it's still moving around. So even though it's shechted, it's no longer even renachai, still there's an issue of Losokul al adam, it waits till the animal is what? Stop moving. So the Rambam passage is an Isra in the Torah. Look at verse number 7. Also, lechol min shchita kol zman shibu fachetes. Ha'okol nere kodim shnit nafsha over v'lo sasa. Ha'ari hu b'chval lo sokol adam in alo. Now the question is, of course, whether or not if you would take a ben bakua, ben bakua doesn't require shchita. You have a, let's say it's like a chalim. You have an animal, 9 months old, you check the mother. The baby is born, I guess it's probably from the impact of the shechita. They actually did an experiment, a very, very important experiment that was done 20 years ago here in Yerushalayim, in Hadassah. They were analyzing the halakhic side of the gradient. So, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Chassad of the Bracha, was wondering if it's possible that machines keeping people alive don't really prove that the person is actually alive. But maybe just the machines are keeping them alive. Maybe that would be a pesach to allow, you know, harvesting organs, etc. So we know from Gemara that if the animal is beheaded, it's halachically dead. So some scientists had this idea. They presented it to Shlomo Zalman. Maybe we can shecht an animal, cut its head, and keep it alive through machines, and the animal will be able to give birth. And then it'll prove that even though the animal is really halakhically dead, the machines are keeping it alive. It doesn't necessarily prove that brain death is dead, but it does prove that a person could be dead and still look like he's alive. Meaning, we know a dead animal can't have a baby. That's an assumption. We also know that once the animal's beheaded, it's also dead. So they did this experiment where they cut off the head of a sheep that was pregnant, and then they delivered the baby. And that proved that a person can be, or an animal can be totally dead, and yet machines can keep the person looking like they're alive, which is interesting. Again, it didn't actually prove the opposite, that we still don't know from that brain death is death. We know that it could be that brain death is death. And just the machines are doing a good job keeping the animal alive. So anyway, when they did that experiment, there was a whole, it was really an amazing thing that they had all these experts came and gave it their time, these are like world, you know, renowned people, all these different experts, you know, doctors and, you know, zoologists, and like working together, and there was a chash that the experiment wouldn't work, that the animal would just, when we checked it, it would just, abort the fetus, but they were able to to shech the animal and not have it abort the fetus, and eventually gave birth to a live fetus. In any case, you have a situation that's a ben pakur, right? You shech the mother. This is all a tangent. You don't lie, it's all good. You shech the mother and you have a child. The child is walking around. That's what happened in that case. That's what I mentioned. Now, you don't have to kill the child, right? It's shechted. So can you just like rip off a limb and eat it? Is that Avim and Atai? What? Okay, that's a whole thing. Cool, and Shvita is not there.
Question.
But could you also done? Avim
and Atai might be slightly small. So could it possible that you can have a case where you have this live animal, this fetus, that now not a fetus, and is a live animal, and you can eat it, but you still have to cook it? Avim and Atai means you're eating it raw.
Oh, so there are different questions here. One question is it Avim and Atai? Another question is it an Isra of so-called Adam? Even if it's not even Rechai, even if you assume the Shechita of the mother makes it geshefted, it's halachically shefted, but maybe it's an Isra of so-called Adam. Maybe it's not worse than a Farchetet. After you shech the animal, it's a Farchetet. It's moving around. It's an Isra of so-called Adam. So maybe the Isra on the fetus is either, the fetus now is walking around. It's not the fetus, it's walking around. So either it's maybe an Isra of Ibn Rechai. It's not Ibn Rechai, maybe it's an Isra of so-called Adam. That was a question that was raised by that one. Yeah. Oh, about the shaksa. Yeah, it's certainly probably an answer about the shaksa. That shaksa is pretty broad. But yeah, you're right. It's an important power. In any case, the Oth Yaakov, he discusses this issue. Pomakom iti, verse number 8. They point out the Ram holds this as Doresa. Who are this? Some Achronim claim the Ben Pakush Nidah B'Shchitas Imo also Lachsol Chimeru Iver Lachol Nero Yishuv Losof HaOdam. He points out that some claim that there is the Ben Pakush. If you take the arm of the Ben Pakush and eat it, it would be a violation of Losof HaOdam, just like Mufarchet. Well, the Didi says the Noz Yaakov, Ein Zavar Pasha is called, it's not true. The Kimashu Pasha Lehavach, I think the opposite is true. The Hu, the Harei the fact that a ben pakur is mutter to the shechita of the mother ain't the mishum the shechita of imo machanile she nidun kamo nishchat hu atzma. It's not that it's as if there's shechita. It's not like this tzah. Fishi enohagim o dine enohagim had a shechita. As if it was shechted and there's nifachetet. Rather, says the Yaakov, it's this tzah. It's as if it's part of the mother. There's the cause of the hatir bo. Now, the truth is, it's not such a convincing argument, because even if it's part of the mother, of the Farcheses, it's still Osir. So the question is, why is this less than the Farcheses? It seems like it's a Vizeres HaKosov. He doesn't flesh it out so much. But he tries to link this to the Chakir. Again, it's not Mukhras, but that's his suggestion. Okay. Just two more Nachminas before we discuss the possibility of a more interesting Pshara. What about other areas of halacha? We know if the animal is alive or dead, has other ramifications. So, for example, there's iser kilayim. What's kilayim? There's another kilayim. What are kilei behema?
Or when you work them together.
You can't work them together. So I can't have a wagon with a horse and a bull. Why not? That's kilayim. Can't work different animals together. So the question becomes, if you work this ben pakua with a horse, let's say the ben pakua of a cow, and you're working it with a horse, do we say that it's only the horse is working, because this is shechted? Or do you say, no, what do you mean shechted? It's alive, it's kicking, it's pulling, you know? So the Gemara says explicitly that the ben pakua is only considered to be nishchat, chlapi, nishchita, because the other is in halacha, so it's kechai lechol davar, right? It's a regular animal. So Tosfos, that's the Gemara in Tchul Nefai Na'al Amar Beis, verse number 9. Amar Vlada Oshia, Lohol Chubo El, Alisi Achila Lovat. The whole halacha only applies to Achila. The Mu'uti Rove Ol, Vachoresh Bo. Other areas of halacha, we assume that the Mechua has the status of being alive and not being dead. So this Tosfos, Slaka Nei Tach, verse number 10. The Gara Mevehem Fachetus, the Chayav Rovo. You think maybe it's worse than a Fachetus. So again, Noz Yaakov tried to link this to the Chakir. Again, I'm not so convinced by what he's saying, but he wants to say like this, that we have a Chakir, how this works. is it that the ben pakua is mutter because it's like part of the mother, or is this is a halakha mitzvah shechita on the vlad? So those Yaakov said based on Tosfos, this is not just a halakha mitzvah shechita. This is a special place of kasuv. It was just a halakha mitzvah shechita, so it wouldn't be so different from other areas of halakha where the same question is raised. Well, farchetta, you know, what's the sin if you would work on a farchetta? You know, if you could, the animal is about to die, you shecht it, and you tie it up to another animal, and you have a full 1 inch, a full 2 inches. Are you chayiv? So of course you're chayiv. That's a Ferish Gemara. The animal's still alive. Vechet is chayiv the whole dover. So if that's the case, what's the havamina that this is worse? So then those Yaakov here, it's not just the vechet, it's not just the Maita Shechita. It's a special blend of concept of Avram and Aim, which again, I don't think it's Buchach, but that's what he suggests. Okay. Now, the next avamina, which I think is very eye-opening and interesting, is the question of whether or not you could eat the whole feast. Again, whether or not you want to, that's a question. But what is the status of the chela, for example? We know the animal has certain fats that are other chela. So you have the fetus. Can you eat the whole fetus?
What should be any different than the number of
animals? Oh, Danielle is asking, what should be any different than the mother?
Oh, if you're taking it to Abraham and the mother, then everything...
Oh, so Daniel's already answering. If what? If you shecht the fetus, then what would you say?
Same as the mother.
Or we just like the mother. But if you say it's part of, like, it's like a finger of the mother, it's mother. So what's the din? So the Mishnah, if you look on the first page...
The mother also has fetus. Well, I don't understand that
here at all. Oh, just 1 second. What's the Mishnah say? First source of the page. Shoshokin is a behema. Just 1 second. Well, it's a good question. We're going to get to the thing. What's the first verse of the page? Hashochet es behema, umat v'shvon achai, etc. Kore umotzi esam. What's the mission say? You have to take out the blood. So the Gemara says you have to take out the blood, but the chelev is mutter. It's agreed upon that the chelev is mutter. The chelev of ben ches, let's say, or ben tes meis, is mutter. Is this a debate in the Mishnah? I think maybe it's a debate in the Mishnah in the Gidanasha. In any case, there's an opinion that says it's mutter. Let's just look at Rashi. It's not as well. Mutter is time. Why do you have to get rid of the blood? The chelva hu mutter, because the time will come on, the chelva is mutter. Ma chelva v'shek fayas ha-murim v'asham mutter v'chal shalu, afo mutter v'chal shalu, v'aldama l'agar mi damai varim, the chelva v'krisus the damai varim over v'losatis. The blood is aster, says Rashi, the chelva is mutter. The question is, why is the chelva mutter? You shech the mother, you can eat the fetus, you can't eat the blood of the fetus, the blood of the fetus is like the blood of the mother, but you can eat the chelev. Why? Why can you eat the chelev? So, Donnie is saying, why can you eat the chelev? Or Noah is saying, tell me the... Right! Maybe it's not chelev. Mamash not chelev. So if you say the what, that's kilo nishchat, the shechita of the mother works as if you shech the fetus, the fetus has independent status. So chora, the chelev of the fetus should be what? Should we chelav? Should we answer?
There's also two minutes that I'm allowed to bring before it doesn't just apply to the Hashem.
Right, but that's the word of touch that issue. Yeah, it's an assumption. I think it's a whole bit of Samurai tonight. Mayor Behuda. So, how are you going to explain it? So, halacha is mutter. We hold it's mutter to eat the chelav of the fetus. If there was a mitzvah shechita on the child was independent, it's an independent entity, so we shecht it. Fine, the chelev should be answered. So why is it mutter? So if you look at the Hagot Ashri here, the Hagot Rosh, verse number 13, chelev mutter, v'dam aser, we start with the gidu nami mutter. It says the gidu nami is also mutter, not only the chelev is mutter. Talav behema havai. What's the explanation of the Hagot Rosh?
Not
a behema. It could be the iser of gidu nami. The iser of chelev only is created when the animal is born. Until that point, it's not a behema. So it's a very interesting reality where you're saying, on one hand, as if you shacked it, because it's an independent behema, but Kavisurim Surim, the Isra isn't created until it's born, which is not so intuitive, but apparently that's what emerges, that Kavisurim Shechita, the Shechita is geshechted, it's as if there's a Maita Shechita on the child, but the Isra of Chelev isn't created apparently, and the Isra of Gidonash isn't created until the animal is actually born, and since the Shechita before was born, it became Mutter Bachila, and even the Gidonash and the Chelev are Mutter. Yeah.
Like if the animal itself would like grow more fat, like just from like living, like
that was after it was born.
It's very shastic. It's very shastic.
I didn't like saying like the mother, let's say, like, would have more fat on it.
Yeah, that would be
clustered. So like it's growing this animal inside it, which is not considered its own animal.
Right.
So it's considered part of the mother. It's just more fat on the mother.
But it's not the chel of the mother, it's the fetus of the mother. The fetus of the mother.
But we consider it part of the mother. I think it's Abraham and Abe.
According to which thought are you asking? Of course, this thought is certainly mother, no?
Well, it's part of the mother, I'm saying. Well, I mean, like, what I've known.
The mother has both tails.
If you do a cesarean section and you cut open the mother and you don't shaft the mother, then it's clear the child needs to be shafted. The child has only wants to do the mice
and
sheep on the mother.
In this last year, they have to be born in order to be considered behemoth.
Right.
So that, like, let's say the mother is shafted,
right,
and the animal is taken out by C-section.
That's fine. It's still mother because it was once
the
animal shafted. No, if the mother wasn't shafted, the child certainly requires
shafting. Well, still walk.
That's a halachic birth. I didn't say it. It's like a dini b'choros. There's certain areas you need a vaginal birth. There's certain halachas like b'choros. For other areas of halachas, it's not necessary.
No, I'm actually saying it must be the case that it wasn't born, because if it was born, it would be the hema and the chel would be considered.
Yeah.
Why isn't it considered born? Are we assuming that the definition?
Because the maisa heter shchita, the heter shchita kicked in before it was actually born. You shaft the mother and then you take the child out. So you're taking that child out, it's not called being born.
You can't be born
from a dead mother.
Right. So if the mother was just killed down, and
then certainly it would be a chayav, you have to shaft the child and the chayav.
So, like, with regard to the chayav.
Yeah. Or you're saying if you kill the mother.
It still wasn't named.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not sure what the question is. It's a good question. No, it's a good question. Questions? Comments? Okay. So this takes us to.
What are we asking?
In terms of what? Chayav?
Yeah.
The chaylev is mutter. We'll get to it right now. I want to discuss that question because the Rambam is raising the chiddush, which potentially might make spade dinim. We raise this chakira: is it part of the mother or is it kilin ishcha? So you can draw a line between two different cases. One two intuitively. One might say that it's really part of the mother, and one might say that it's really halachically bait shkita on the child.
Any other time.
Pardon?
Any other time
of. Right. The what was the status of the fetus? Was it 8 months old? Was it 9 months old? Was it 9 months old and alive? Was it 9 months old and dead? You might say the closer you are to a real birth, you might say the animal has independent status, and therefore it's kilu nishcha. If it's just 8 months old, then you might say it's really considered an aver of the mother. So that's a distinction that many achronim suggest. Maybe there's tzvei dinim in the heter ben bakua. Ben bakua that's born from was only 8 months old. It's really mother because it's part of the mother. But a ben pakua that's 4 9 months old and that it's alive, 9 months old animal, it's alive, then that's non-ish a real live animal. The only reason it's mother is because the special kilu nishcha as if the halachic shita applies. Yeah. Questions?
It seems like the kilu nishcha is never actually like passing the halacha. As in, like, it's always like brought up, like, and we're discussing it, like, whether or not it's true.
So maybe we'll give some examples right here of where it's actually possible. Okay? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Tzuras, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Gimel, he discusses this thing of chaylev that I just mentioned. He makes this distinction. Hashogeh v'heimah matzav ha'chshlil kol chel v'mutter. The chaylev of a fetus is mutter. Afilu matzav chay v'nei shuk eivir v'imena. Even if the fetus is alive, you can eat the chaylev. But if it's 9 months old, it's already a fully formed fetus. Again, the question of months is the question of animals. Just an animal is driven this chase gestation period. So it's not a function of months. But again, if it's a 9 month type of thing, I think cows are 9 months, if I'm mistaken. I don't know. They told the elephants are like 22 months. It's not trying. It isn't so much fun being a pregnant elephant. In any case, the Mishamul Chadasha, elephants are kosher. Even if The Eino Tzarech Shchita Chelbo Osu. Rav makes an interesting point. He says, look, if the animal is Kalul Chadasha and it's born alive, you don't need Shchita, but the Chelav is Osu. The Chayav in all of Kharit, it's really Osu. It's a regular Chelav. And then the Raivin argues, if you look at the source number 15, the Maggid Mishnah quotes other Rishonim argue, "Yesh b'dinim elu deyas chalukas al farshin, yesh b'dinim pasach chelav v'gida mutarin, v'ed Rabbi Yochanan mishum d'lo nishchata ava, imo ava nishchata ivod adonea hakol mutar, v'chol shvehema tzalko amar achmona v'zeo das Ramban." So the Maggid Mishnah quotes the Ramban, and this is a big machlokas in the Rishonim, what the status is of a ben tes chai. The Rambam claims that ben tes chai chelav v'aser, whereas most other Rishonim say no, Ben Ches Chai is like a Ben Ches, the Chelav is always Mutter. So what some Achronim suggest is that no, it's fade in from the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that when the animal is 8 months old, or even 9 months old, and it's found dead, then the Heter is within A, Vermeer A. And therefore, is the Chelav Mutter or Mutter? Mutter! But when the animal is 9 months old, born alive, walking around, then you have to say that the heter is only because of the zippel of nishchat, and then the chelev would be also because it's an independent animal, and it's chelev would be also. Yeah.
We said the drush of the pasuk was never used by the Gemara with regards to chelev nishchat.
Say that again?
And like, we don't actually have the drush that was suggested for.
We have two suggestions of the drush. One is the hema of the hema, and one is kol.
One was rejected.
Then the Gemara actually tries to be assessed.
Well,
oh. But you're pointing out,
like, what's the source for the?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Another nafkamina. We say you shech the mother, and then you find the fetus, and as you're taking the fetus apart, you realize the fetus is missing an organ. It's a trefa. Does that ruin the heder of epakum? So the orzeru abisha machloket. About this issue, particularly in a situation where the child, the fetus, is ben teschai. Ben teschai. So it says the Ruah, well, Ashokin is the name of the mother ben teschai, the Lohifis Abikarka, the Nifsa Trefa, Bahanachim of Oseinu, Shemori, Rabbein Avi Ezri, the Rabbia, Kiba Rabbein Yoel, Avi, he had a tradition of his father, Rabbein Yoel, Shehu Oser, Achil, Chin Father Nahu Rabbein Yaid. Rabbeinu Shmuel, but let's try Matis. If Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Gaonim, what the halacha is vis-a-vis a ben tes chai that has an internal tkam, it's a trait. It seems like if the animal was ben ches chai or mate, or ben tes mate, well, you must regardless, even if the animal is missing a lung, missing a heart, it's still a kosher. The whole shayla is only klapei what? A ben tes chai. Animal is born, alive, kalul chadasha, it's walking around, it's bug walking around, whatever it is. What's halacha then? There's a shayla. So this chorez, this chakira, that if you assume that the heter of the ben pakua is based on Avram and Ain, should we care if the animal has a trace inside it?
No.
It's part of the mother. If the mother's lungs are intact, who cares if the child's lungs have holes in them? The mother's kasha, the mother can live. The bigger trade for her means you can't live. The halakh, meaning, so if the mother's kasha,
that's this issue.
Just one second. But if you say that it's a halakh shchita on the child, then you have to say, oh, it's a halakh shchita on the child, but it's a psul shchita, it's a trade for the child, it's a trade for it. It won't live. Sorry.
The question is considered behemoth, the second question is five. I mean, the whole question of trefa only comes in once the animal can be have a substantial living quality. That's
right.
The question of whether it's considered another different entity than the mother itself. I mean, you can still easily say that it's considered a separate entity in kilu shacha, and still say that the issue of trefa never even starts it because it hasn't been born yet.
You could say that, but if you assume that there is a problem with trefa, then you have to say this. Okay? It's the one way that's me. Yeah.
Why does it matter if the animal was dead?
So it seems like the way the Achronim assume for the Rambam is that the whole Shaila, the whole Tzad to say this, the Kilu Nishchat is only if the animal is alive. If the animal is found after 9 months to be dead, then you say it's part of the mother. Again, you could have drawn a line in there's different ways to draw the line. You could have drawn a line between 8 months and 9 months. 9 months is always Gilin Ishchat, 8 months is always an Avram and an A. Because it's not fully developed, it's always Avram and A. That's one way to draw a line. The other way to draw a line is between alive and dead. You know, again, you could say alive and dead even 8 months, or you could say the way the Chayim are running around is have to be both 9 months and alive. You need both those things. You could theoretically draw a line in three places. You could say the animal is found, the fetus is found alive, it's Gilin Ishchat. It's found dead, it's part of the mother. Or you could say it's all a function of the age. If it's 9 months, it's Gilin Ishchat, 8 months, it's part of the mother. The way that I'm learning the Rambam is that you need both. To say that the animal is independent and it had its own halakha shita, only in a situation where it's both 9 months and alive. But you're right. It's another way where it's placed online. The Rambam is probably in different places. Just very briefly, I'm going to go over time. What's the halacha if you shuck the mother and the mother is a treifa? You shuck the mother and the mother is a treifa. Do you have a second chance to allow the child, if the child is dead, if the child is alive, could you shuck the child and now, you know, get a second chance? I don't know if that's true. Halachic shkita of a treifa has halachic status, because an animal dies on its own in the bailiff, the tameh. And the shechita of a treva is mitare midei nevela. So there is a lot of status to the shechita of a treva. But it's a harav. I think the maskana, that's not correct. So this is actually machlokes in the Gemara, and I'm cool in the Pain Heyman Aleph. Amar Rami, Hashokat is a treva, must have been teschai. Divrei oser matzah, divrei matzah oser. So Rav Ami says that Chachamim will hold that you can eat the animal without shechita. They hold that in this case you can't, because in this case, when you check with the mother, you know, you have one chance. If you mess it up, the mother is treif, the child is also treif, even though the child is a healthy animal, there's no treifus. And then Rava disagrees, and Rava says, I'm Rava, divya matir naim mother. Even if the Chachamim holds it's mother, they hold in this case it's also mother. Why? Arba simanim akshi berachmanim. Basically means, you have two chances. You kill the mother, and if that went wrong, so kill the child. You have a second chance. So this debate, you know, at least the first glance, could be totally in this chakira. Okay, this is a question of a ben tes chai. What's the din of a ben tes chai? And the Gemara says there's a machlokas between Rav Meir and Chachamim, that's the first source of the sheet. Ben tes chai, do you say it's mutter, or do you say it's aser? Rav Meir says you have to check this. And Chachamim say no, it's mutter. And then there's a debate among the Amoraim between Rav Ami and Rava and other Amoraim as to what the status is if the mother was a traitor. So if the mother is a traitor, Rav Ami says, that's it, it's all over. This fits well with his understanding. It was a traitor, Abram and A, the mother is a traitor, or animal traitor, life is a traitor, the arm is a traitor, and its fetus is a traitor. If you assume that Ben Peschai is Kilu Nishchat, then Rava says, Arba Simanim Asher Achmana, you have a second chance. The shechita of the mother didn't work, but you have a chance to check the child and make the child kosher. And last off for me, there's a question of Eber Yose, which is, you know, also a question that could be placed to distinguish between these cases. So, Bekisser, what we saw here was the question of the nature of Heter Ben Hakua. Is it mutter because it's part of the mother, or is it a halakhic virtual shechita on the child? We raised a number of nachminas to this question, and then we raised the possibility that Nesem would make that maybe there's Spedinim, or two tracks really. There's the Ben Tes Chai track, which is, you know, as if it's actual Maita Shechita, virtual Shechita on the child, versus the Ben Tes or Ben Tes Mei track, where it's actually part of the mother, the Nachminot Echelev, where the Ram says the Chelev of a Ben Tes Chai is Aser, because it's if it had its own Shechita, whereas the chaylev of Ben Tes Meis or Ben Ches would be mutter. We saw some other nafkaminas as to this question. Okay.